consumer sentiment fell in March.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index dropped 6% in March, reversing the slow growth it had seen since last November. About two-thirds of the March survey were completed after the start of the U.S. military conflict in Iran. The short-run economic outlook plunged 14%, and a year ahead, expectations of personal finances sank 10%. University of Stanford studies show politics now weigh more heavily on consumer confidence than ever before, with partisan divides shaping starkly different views of the economy. The gap is so wide, it is as if Americans are living in two totally separate economies. Democrats rated the economic outlook at just 33, compared to 94 among Republicans and 47 among independents. Expectations have become more negative overall, however. Consumers now anticipate higher unemployment and inflation in the coming 12 months. This decline in consumer sentiment crosses party lines. Democrats' expectations for the coming year have decreased by 17%, while independents' confidence has fallen by 9%. Even Republicans' expectations have dropped by 6%. In an environment where these opinions almost always conflicted, this is viewed as consensus. Interestingly, middle and higher income consumers also became more concerned as gas prices rose and the stock market grew more volatile. Consumers' financial situation significantly affects their confidence in the economy, and this indicator has been declining since 2024. According to the latest data, the percentage of consumers who said their financial situation is better than last year has dropped to 21%. The last time this indicator was this low was during the Great Recession. On the other side, the percent of those who said their financial situation is worse than last year has risen by 48%. 60% of those who feel they are financially better off than last year attributed to higher income, increase in asset values, and drop in debt constitutes the other 40%. On the other hand, 90% of those who feel financially worse off attributed to lower income, and 10% of that is due to lower asset value and higher debt. One of the indicators I regularly follow is durable goods purchases, which provides a good gauge of the market impact of change in consumer confidence. Consumers' assessment of the conditions for buying durable goods has dropped by 22% from last year. In March, consumer sentiment fell by 6%, a rare decline across party lines, driven by geopolitical conflict and rising inflation. Consumers feel financially worse off than last year and anticipate no improvements in the coming year. Even those in the middle and higher income groups are experiencing increasing discomfort due to market volatility and gas prices rising. All of this amid sharp partisan divides. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.